Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Yay, it is a short week and the Easter weekend is heading our way at the rate of knots, I must say. This month has gone so quickly and I cannot believe that we are almost in April. Anyway, I won't let that slow me down. You know me, and of course, got all the best news and things on the go in and around Joburg to share with you this week. I also have not one, not two, but three amazing interviews with three amazing individuals that I'm so excited to share with you. The first is Cindy Alter from Clout fame. So their song Substitute blew up the airwaves all over the world in 1978. She's back in South Africa and she's doing some absolutely amazing things. I get to chat to Cindy Alter, which was one of my career highlights, I must say, thus far. I then also chat to Philip Kakana, who is the SA 2002 motor racing champion. He's also a stunt car driver, and he has teamed up with the team from Puma to do an amazing road safety awareness campaign just in time for Easter. So I'm going to chat to him as well and share that with you. And last but not least, I chat to last night's eliminated contestant from the Tropical Island of Treasure, Nondu Mabizela. She and her partner, Bachlem Pisane, got eliminated in last night's show. Wow. This show just keeps me on the edge of my seat. I never know which way it's going to go. And a couple of bad things or a couple of things happen and you battle with a couple of things. The next thing you're out of the show. And I definitely did not see that one coming. So stay tuned for that interview as well. That's going to be absolutely amazing. But some amazing, even more amazing news I have to share with you. Tap Dogs is heading to South Africa in August. So this is one show I definitely do not want to miss, and it is Australia's most successful theatrical export. Dean Perry's Tap Dogs is going to be heading to SA for a very limited season. First, they're going to Cape Town, and then they're going to be coming up to Joburg to Monte Cassino on the 29th of August. This global dance sensation has appeared in over 330 cities, 37 countries, and 12 million people have already seen the show. It is a non-stop energy and just a crazy tap dancing explosion. And I've seen these guys on TV and I'm so, so, so excited to see them live. It's only a cast of six with two musicians, and they literally bring the steelworks to life in a very fast-paced, unstoppable spectacular that is a perfect show for anyone aged 8 to 80. So I'm sure that most of you fall into that as well. I'm so excited. So that's going to be happening at the Teatro at Monte Cassino from the 29th of August. Tickets range from 310 Rand to 410 Rand. There are also 50% off all off-peak performances available. So you'll need to head online to bigconcerts.co.za or to CompuTickets and go and book your tickets. I think this is going to be extremely popular. In fact, they haven't even told me when the run ends. So all I know is that it opens on the 29th of August, so it's probably going to be a week or two. So do make sure you get your tickets to see Tap Dogs live in South Africa. Yay. Of course, all the information is available on my website as well, heatherhook.com. Now, as we know, Lush Festival is coming up this weekend in Clarence. It is going to be absolutely spectacular. There are some amazing bands that are going to be performing. Bowling for Soup are going to be on the lineup. Jack Parrow, Good Luck, Timo ODV, Fokko Felicicard, Dierwald Wasserfall, and many, many more. And just announced that Clout, a band that I absolutely love, and I love their music, who released Substitute in 1978 and went on to tour around the world and do a whole variety of amazing things, are actually going to be reuniting, and they're going to be performing at Lush as well. So I was so, so super excited, and I also got to catch up with lead singer Cindy Alter from the band Clout and chat to her a little bit about what she's been up to, about Lush Festival, and also overcoming leukemia. Have a little listen as I chat to Cindy Alter.
I cannot believe I'm sitting with Cindy Alter. Welcome to Hang Out with Heather. Thank you for joining us.
Wow, it is so nice to be with you.
You know that Substitute came out in the year that I was born, And I've grown up listening to it. So yes, me too. And then they were like, 40th anniversary. And I was like, oh no.
Does that mean that you're...
Yeah.
It's a good year.
It is a good year.
Let me tell you, 40s.
Oh yes, I know. I've heard.
40s are fabulous.
I've heard amazing things.
50s, rock.
Yes.
60s, wow.
Oh, even, okay,
oh
so it gets better.
God.
I'm excited.
If I tell you it gets better, you got to believe me.
I believe you.
Please
believe
you.
Cindy, tell us a bit about what you've been up to in the last couple of years.
So I've always been playing music. I never stopped. After Clout, we disbanded. It was a very sad time for all of us because the band was just about to break into America. And our manager had stolen all our money and we were distraught.
Sure.
And we just didn't know how to carry on from there. So the one girl said, I'm leaving. The other girl said, I'm leaving.
You were like,
eventually,
no.
It was like, you know what? What can we do? So we moved on. I started something called the Cindy Alter Band for a while, and which became a band called Zia, which was one of the first multiracial bands in this country.
Okay, wow.
So we were just before Mango Groove started with Zia. We were playing on all the big township shows, and you know, we did the second concert in the park. I think we were away for the first one, unfortunately, but we were around. We traveled in France a lot. We did a couple shows with Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Stimela and all those bands of the time, Brenda Fassie,
yes.
Hotline, all the bands. And we opened for the Bee Gees in Paris and we were offered to tour with them. They asked us to join them on the European tour. We came back to South Africa and our record company says, oh, I'm sorry, we haven't got money for that. And I thought that was so short-sighted and I got very, I was like so disappointed. And this business is a very disappointing business.
It's a tough business. It's a very
tough business. You've got to be able to take the knocks. And they're hard.
Mm.
And musicians are sensitive souls. We're just artists. We just want to play music, write our songs, be creative. But what I learned was I have to be a businesswoman as well. So after that, I decided I'm going to America. I always wanted to go. I left for LA.
And?
Two suitcases and a guitar.
And was it everything you hoped and dreamed
of? And it was, funny thing is, what I dreamed of LA being and what it was were two different things. But it created me as a songwriter, created me as an artist that can do anything I want. It created me as a artist who facilitates other artists as well. So when I say I went there, I wanted to get the big record deal. Didn't get the big record deal, but I got other things that have lasted me much longer than that.
And that's what's important.
And that was important to me and defined me as a musician, I must say. And then coming back to South Africa, I had leukemia and I was very ill and I had a bone marrow transplant and I knew if I stayed in LA, I wasn't going to get better because it's pushing, pushing, fight, and I didn't have it in me. I knew if I don't heal properly, it's just going to come back and bite me. And coming back to South Africa, I put Clout back together again.
Yes.
For a reunion.
We're going to chat about that just now. Yeah, it's so exciting. So before we do that, how did being diagnosed with leukemia change your life for the better?
You know, people say, oh, you know, having cancer changes your life and you do this and you do this. You do things again, like going to America for me. I thought the big record deal was the thing. I thought, oh, my life's going to change. Everything's going to be fine. It's not fine.
Mm.
It's almost the same life, but you treat it differently.
Yes. You realize how precious
you
it is.
You do realize how precious it is. And things that used to matter that seemed so big at the time, now are just like, oh, please don't be ridiculous. That's not even important.
Everything so just changes.
Yeah, it does change the way you look at things. And I also realized I do some motivational talks. And I really love doing that because inspiring people is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And people got inspired by my journey. And they was like, wow, that's awesome. It's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about what happened to me.
Yes, definitely.
You know? And I realized we're all dying. Everybody's going to die.
Eventually.
It's how you live until you die. And that was my real lesson. How am I living? Am I going to live with the disappointment and the constant like wanting things that I can't have and blah blah blah
frustration and anger and all that kind of stuff and
and I just let that go.
Must be so liberating.
It was very liberating.
I can imagine.
It was wonderful. You know, it's a deep breath.
So now tell us, Cindy, with that deep breath, Clouds have reunited for Lush Festival. What yes. can we expect? I'm so excited. I'm not going to be there, but I'm excited
I'm
for
so
you.
I'm so sorry you're not going to be
overseas.
Well,
if I wasn't,
cool.
I would definitely be there.
Listen, overseas trumps yes. Lush Festival. Okay, sorry. Clout have played again once since our reunion in 2005. We did a benefit concert for someone last year, and it was so well received. And that's when I got the idea to do something. I thought, you know what? People still love the band.
Yeah.
They love the old hits. And it was such a feel-good thing.
Yeah.
And again, inspiring people, making people feel something. Yeah. And they come up and they say, oh, I remember when I did this, and I remember when I did that. So for people, memories are very, very, very precious. And I found that the Clout thing had such good memories attached to it. Mm-hmm. And that was really
for so many people besides
Absolutely.
Yourselves, obviously. I mean, you had different memories, but
yes.
for other people, yeah.
For other people and their children.
Oh, wow.
I've got like 10-year-olds coming and say, Mommy used to play Substitute for you. I love your band. And I'm like, huh?
That's
yeah,
amazing.
I've seen you on YouTube. And I'm like, okay. You know,
that's
I'm
amazing.
Quite amazed at the age group. So it's from 10 till 70,
yeah.
you know. And we sort of covering it all.
It's going to be awesome.
And Lush is going to be
on which day?
Be on the 31st, okay. Saturday night, okay. 9 o'clock,
yes. awesome.
On the big stage. And we are just going to give them a bloody good show.
Awesome.
That's what they're going to get. They're yeah. going to have fun. They're going to groove. They're going to dance. They're going to sing along.
And have a blast.
And have a blast.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Tell us what is next for you, Cindy. Where to from here?
Well, I've been working as a solo artist for quite some time as well. So that's still in the groove. You know, that's still... I'm recording a few new songs. My last album was 2 years ago. So actually almost 3 years ago. I can't believe it. But I will always be involved in this. Mm-hmm. I also love inspiring new songwriters and people that are starting in the industry. So I do some consultations and stuff like that. But I'm probably going to start another songwriter night
okay.
somewhere.
Okay.
So people can come
keep
and play.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yes, that's always fun. And again, the Clout thing is not just going to stop this year.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it going. We want to try and get back overseas. And we're doing a few more shows this year. And, you know, these guys have been so amazing. Bill and Julian, you know, Breakout and Julian with all his different platforms. They've been so supportive. They really want this thing to work for all of us. So we've got a great team.
I honestly had the best time interviewing Cindy. She was so much fun and so bubbly, and she just wanted to carry on talking. And I actually had a really, really great time meeting her. So keep an eye out for Clout, even if you're not going to be at Lush Festival. Keep an eye out for Clout and Cindy Alter in the future and see what they are up to. I promise you it's going to be good. They're absolutely epic. Something else that's absolutely epic is the Easter Playground, which is going to be heading to Silver Star Casino this long Easter weekend. And why don't you just take the kids and head on over and join in all the fun? The square at Silver Star is going to be transformed into an Easter Playground from the 30th of March until the 8th of April. And that's from 10 till 5 daily. And kids get to enjoy a range of Easter-themed activities that are available. And there's also an added surprise. The Easter Bunny is going to be handing out chocolates to visitors throughout the weekend. So there's things like jumping castles with dedicated child minders as well. There's Easter maze games for both adults and kids, Easter egg hunts, face painting, crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, and loads, loads more. Don't forget the Future Park is on as well. I went through to that a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely loved it. So make sure if you haven't been yet that you do go. And what's even more exciting is that there's no entrance fee to the square, and parking is also free at this Silver Star Casino complex until the end of March. So you really do not have an excuse not to go through. They've got a really cool, eccentric, and amazing pop-up Easter market that's on the go as well. Again, from 10 until 5. And there's loads of special deals on at the Barnyard Theatre, as well as the Peter Rabbit movie that will be opening on the big screen at movies at Silver Star on the 30th of March as well. So the perfect Easter movie for the whole family. So do yourself a favor, check them out. They are at tochosun.com/silverstar-casino. And you can find out more or just head across to my blog, heatherhook.com, and click on the Easter Playground Comes to Silver Star Casino. It promises to be loads of fun for everyone. Now, I was recently very lucky to catch up with a gentleman by the name of Philip Kakana. He is teaming up with Puma Energy, and they are going to be working on a rather serious road safety campaign to ensure that we are all a little bit less reckless on the roads, and a bit more aware of the way that we drive. And they are on a serious mission to change our overall driving behavior. So obviously it is the Easter weekend. There's lots of traffic on the roads, and often after the Easter weekend, there's a very high death toll as well. So Philip and Puma Energy are really working on creating awareness about that and how we can change the way we do things. So Philip is absolutely amazing. Let me just tell you, he was the SA Motor Racing Champion in 2002, and he's also a stunt car driver. He has driven with the late Paul Walker, and I also chat to him about that in the interview and find out what that was like. And he comes from Dipcliff in Soweto, and he used to be a hearse driver. Can you believe? He went on to become the first black South African to win the SA Car Production Championships in 2002. And I had the most amazing chat with him about the Puma campaign and also a couple of other things. So check this out as I chat to Philip Kakana.
So Philip, from a hearse driver to a racing superstar, how on earth did that happen?
I think it happened when I was working at home at the motor.
Yes.
And then one lucky day, we were just doing a thing around in four ways. And then when I went past, I just saw racing the time.
Okay, and then?
And then from there, I just came back quickly from the cinema, and then I stopped on the side of the road, and I watched the race from, I just stopped on top of the car, and then I watched from there.
Wow, and that's okay.
Where this racing thing came from, it was interesting just to watch the car, because so much high speed, going through the corner,
that's interesting. Wow. Okay. Cool. So you raced against the late Paul Walker. Tell us a bit about that amazing experience.
Oh, the late Paul Walker. We were not racing. We were. It was just that long walk to freedom.
Oh yes.
Yeah, they chose me to be. One of I was doing stunts for him. I was like a double for Paul Walker for a long to freedom.
And what was it like to meet him?
It was interesting, but I think he was between him and Paul. I did shoot the Viking 19 with Paul Walker from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
They both different, I think. I don't know. Idris Elba was not so friendly. I think maybe he was maybe stressing with script and all those things.
Yeah.
But with Paul Walker, he was like friendly. I think he stopped production twice because some people, when we were shooting in town in Joburg, jumping out of the taxis, they picked up, they saw him and they were screaming. And then he stopped the production just to go and take photos with them, you know.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, that was the difference for me, but I don't want maybe to just address art, but also I think maybe you were just thinking about the shoot, I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, everybody's different as well, and they get a lot of attention all the time, so that's understandable. So, Philip, tell us a bit about the road safety campaign that yourself and Puma are currently promoting.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting thing because of me. I've been concentrating a lot on the kids. We decided to teach the kids and let the kids teach the parents, you know, because of now parents now, I don't think they do this. They just drive because of they've been driving for years. But if we teach the kids and then maybe if you're driving with your daughter, your son, and then you're on your cell phone and then he start maybe shouting at you that you can't be on your cell phone while you're driving, I think it's another way to get to the elderly people and while we're teaching the kids about road safety from young age.
So it's more about actually getting the kids to get their elders and their parents to be more road safe.
Yeah, but in the long run, also we want the kids to know about road safety from young age. And then they can grow up need maybe discipline around the car, you know?
Yes. And how to behave on the road, and even if you're driving or you're walking.
Yeah, because of they are the most vulnerable ones. Because of if you check in Africa, the kids are the ones that are still walking to school barefoot, you know.
Mm.
And then kids, they will play from home to school, from school to home, they will be playing all over the road.
And not paying attention.
Yeah, they don't pay attention. And then us elderly people that are driving, we are not looking for them, or we just drive blind, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, now we're trying to bring that awareness with Puma Energy.
Okay, that's exciting. And last but not least, obviously Easter weekend is coming up. There's going to be a lot of people on the roads. Have you got any road safety tips or things to keep in mind for people that are going far distances on holiday?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I say, people, like, for on yourself, if you think about it, if maybe you're going on holiday, you'll be excited, and then you'll not be thinking about driving to Durban. You'll be just excited, if I get there, I'm going to do this and this.
Mm.
And then it's when I say a lot of people, they drive blind, they don't plan ahead, they don't check in advance, you know, and then they don't even check cars, your tires and all those things, just to know that your car is safe to drive and all those things. Check your spare wheel. If you can, maybe think about yourself, when did last time you checked your spare wheel?
So just do some pre-planning and not just sort of rush out the door. So get your car serviced, get everything checked. And also taking breaks while you're driving is important as well.
Yeah, you have to take breaks while you're driving. I think every 2 hours, just chill a bit and then get back to the road, especially if you're driving too far, like Cape Town, all those roads.
Yeah, no, definitely. Awesome. Philip, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, my lady.
And we'll chat to you soon again. Keep well.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye. Great chatting with Philip and finding out more about this initiative. And I think it's a really amazing idea. And I hope that they continue past the Easter weekend and this becomes a permanent thing, because road safety awareness, not only for people that are driving, but people that are also walking on the roads that maybe don't know any better, to just get some more awareness and get some education, etc. So I think that's really great. So well done to you, Philip, and to the team from Puma Energy. Now, as we know, it's getting hot in the kitchen here on the tropical island of Treasure Maldives, season 8. Oh my golly goodness, it really is turning into quite a rollicking ride, I must say. And I just can't wait to see who's going to be the team that wins the smooth R1 million grand prize. I mean, I just can't wait. So, sadly enough, and I was quite sad to see them go, eliminated last night, Nondu Mabazela and her celebrity partner Sibagile Mpisane. As I said, sad to see them go. I think they did a great job, and the challenges are so difficult, and it's just, it can be quite a thing. So, of course, you know me, I got in there first and I went to go and have a little quick chat with Nondu and find out a little bit more about her time on the island, her experiences, some challenges that she had, as well as also the all-important question, would she go back and do it again?
Tropical Island of Treasure was an unforgettable, character-building, out-of-body experience. And it was something that I could have never prepared myself for, but I enjoyed it so much. And it really brought out the spontaneity in me. The thing that surprised me the most about myself was that I'm very competitive, but also not only that, but with my competitiveness, I'm able to celebrate my victories in a team situation and also celebrate the victories of other teams as well, because I mean, I made a lot of friends on the island, and you know, just because I didn't come first or second or third or whatever doesn't mean that I can't motivate and like congratulate the people that can. And that's something that I never thought I had in me. And also learned, the most important thing that I learned was not to take myself too seriously, because some of those things you really was just luck. If I could go back, yes, I would do it again and again and again. I mean, it was a beautiful island, and I got to make amazing friends that I still chat to now. I mean, Sbatle and I went and celebrated my birthday a couple of weeks back, and you know, we have this Tropic Island of Treasure Sisters thing going on. So yes, I would do it again. It's a competition that keeps you on your toes, and more than anything, there's a lot of mental strength that it requires that you can only gain from going through it. What's next for me is you'll definitely be seeing me more often on your TV screens, I certainly hope. I'm working on a couple of things. But not only that, I'll be doing a lot of running as well, because that's my passion and it's my favorite hobby to do. So you'll definitely see me running on these streets, and that's marathon running, of course. For the fans that I have, they can follow me on my social media platforms. On Instagram, it's at the Nondu, and on Twitter, it's at the Nondu, and then on Facebook, it's Nondu Misa Mabizela. And yeah, that's it. I'm really, really looking forward to what the next couple of years, months, weeks have in store for me, and it's definitely not the end of Nondu.
Aye, aye, aye. Things are heating up on that series. So if you have not yet watched, make sure you catch the Tropica Island of Treasure Maldives every single Monday night at 7:30 on SABC3. Or you can find out more on www.tropica.co.za. Or, of course, head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. Don't forget, I still have a set of tickets to give away to see the highly hilarious comedy show Married But Not to Each Other, starring Tumi Morake and Ndumiso Lindi, which is taking place on the 14th of April at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City. It promises to be a laugh until you cry show. You don't want to miss out on this. And I've got a double set of tickets valued at 320 Rand to give away. So you need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab, and you need to click on the post that says win tickets to see Married But Not to Each Other and answer a very simple question, which is, where's the show being held? And I have just told you, and it is also in the post. So good luck. The competition will be closing just after Easter, so make sure that you have entered. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week on Hangout with Heather. If you are on social media, please do get engaged. I love to chat and I love to share. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. Yes, that's right. Ooh, I had to think for a moment there. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course, the website, heatherhook.com. So lots of Heather Hooks. That's it from me for this week. Have an absolutely amazing Easter, whatever you get up to. Please be safe doing it. And I'll be back with you again next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.